Aptitude of gratitude. It takes a man where the Holy Ghost, which has cooperated fully with the Holy Ghost, to get to this point. Thanking Jesus for counting him faithful and putting him into the ministry. Many of us are going to the ministry today. We don't look at it as a great thing. We don't look at it as if God has helped us. The vision that God gave you, you don't appreciate the giver of the vision. How will you progress in that vision? It's not possible. So in our journey to progress, we must remember the source. We must always remember the source. Without him, you have no inspiration. Without him, we have no vision. Without him, we have no life. Without him, we have nothing to do. Now listen, it's a very powerful issue. Today, even in the physical today, you assist someone in one way or the other. They never tell you thank you. What goes within you? You say, this fellow is an ingrate fellow. When next he comes, I will not answer him. I mean, of who believe him? It's true. Because appreciation is the spirit of God. I don't know whether you are getting my point. You know, some time ago, we were somewhere standing. More than 1 hour. And I was in hurry to meet up with an appointment. No vehicle. I waited. And I came back later and I shared with the starting man of God that this is what I said. He said, why didn't I run and leave the place and come? I said, what do you mean? Ah. He said, you'll be here in a hurry. You will have leave the place and come if you have the power to come. I say thank you. Now, I want to tell you something. From that day, I learned a lesson on how to appreciate God. Now, at another time, we were somewhere. We boarded a taxi. When they drop off, we offer his money. And I say thank you so much, sir. The person beside me said, why do you thank the taxi driver? I said, have you forgotten that you may have your money? And taxi will not be available. Of a 2 year, he render you service. You pay him. But have you ever been at the bus stop looking for a vehicle and vehicle don't exist? Did your money carry you? Now, for somebody to render you service, did he need to appreciate God for that? No, I'm coming from... Okay, now, you say again, I'm coming again. You have a sister, or you have a wife, or you have a colleague. You have money. You give that person to prepare something for you. He cook for you. You don't need to appreciate that person for his effort, or effort to do. Husband, when your wife finish cooking for you, do you remember to say thank you for that? You know, you are claiming that you bought the food. No, yes. It's good for you to buy the food. But if nobody to prepare you, your money and your food become irrelevant. And I know some of you, because of our pride, you say, I can cook anything, which is very important. Have you forgotten that the time it will have taken you to do that, you use it to do something else? You are not with me. Now, if the 2 hours that woman invested in preparing that meal, and you invested the same 2 hours, do you know it will have weakened you? You are not, why are you not answering as if I'm talking something that is not? You know, learning to appreciate God in everything will make your journey to progress to be smoother. Oh my God. students, your parents who pay your school fees. Do you appreciate him for that? Your parents took care of you, take care of you from age zero to where you are today. Do you always remember to say thank you for this parent? Rather you go to school or you go somewhere, you see other children. Maybe they use bench to come and drop them. And you, they use keke to drop you. You say, Kai! It's like these people are enjoying more than me. Remember, some people trek. Some people are not even, they are not even opportunity to be in the school. Do you understand my point? To let you know, anything that anybody is doing, the word of God will prevail. See, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, it's good to learn from experience, but it's good for the Holy Ghost to tell you what to do at the right time. And it will be difficult, it will be easy when you company with him. This is what I get to say. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Now listen. Listen. People may not give you money. But do you know that for you to wake up, maybe you step out, you see someone that says, good morning, sir, good morning, man. Do you know it's a great thing? You are not with me. Do you know the moment somebody greets you, whether you are happy or you are not happy, you remember that you are still existing. What if you walk from your house to almost a kilometer, everybody that meets you on the way just do like this. You will realize that it's like you are not wanted here on earth. But for the fact that God still needed you here, and he still asked important thing to accomplish through your life, he's doing what? He made people to relate with you. Do you know another thing? Whenever anybody advises you, give thanks to God. So why is he advising me like this? Am I a small boy or a small girl? Excuse me. You will realize that there are people that are going straight to perishing. Nobody talk to them. But for someone to even call you to order in one way or the other, give glory to God for that. Because in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. This is what I got to this point. If we read down a little, please give up verse 15. Verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Can you see it soon? You know, today we claim to be, we know he has made all this righteousness, good and fine. Is it by our effort or by his grace? Look at this, brother. He said, he's now the chief of all sinners that Jesus came to see. Can you see his death appreciation? No wonder he was so deep with great insight. How did this brother get to this point? He had the attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude will take you far in life. Attitude of gratitude will take you far in life. If you learn it. And the proof that you know something is that you are doing it. That you know something you are not beginning to practice, you don't know it though. The proof that truly you know something is that you are beginning to do what? To practice it. Eh? Look at our keyboard list, by grace. Do you notice that some people have great talent that they can play very well? No keyboard to play. Huh? Do you know, as he keeps playing every day, he's improving. What if there is no keyboard? He will be doing hand like this at all. And the hand is doing like this, you won't hear the sound. Do you get the point I'm raising now? Eh? Now, some of us will read books. Some person wants to read, no eyes. Eyes. I don't know whether I'm making a point. Some of us read, we understand. Some people read and read and read. Nothing enter. Do we need to give thanks to God for giving you ability to understand what to read? Do we need to give thanks to God for leading you to even read? These are things that you fix. As to begin, you see, it's a progressive matter. Every now and then. Every now and then. Every now and then. Now, a time will come that you will forget that trouble day. Because giving thanks to God continuously will silence your enemies. It doesn't matter how close they are to you. It's a great thing. Attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day. You have done more than enough. Even though if I am yet to receive those things you have done, I know you have done it. For keeping me alive today, I know I will receive what you have for me. For some of us, we just wake up and say, this business is not moving. This ministry is not, things are not just working. Excuse me. For even bringing you to employ you is a great thing. Sincerely speaking, how many of you thank Nigeria that they employ you, government workers? Thank God, though. Nigeria won't employ me. Some people are first class, nobody employ them. Now, this brother began this way, that some people are better than him, but God push him aside, saying, now you. God looked. The whole world is saying, now you. I want to do this thing with you. That's a great thing. You know, because we are, you know, we live in two worlds. We live in the spirit world and we live in the physical world. So when you live too much in this physical world, you will forget God. But when you live much in the spirit world, you will always remember God. I'm going somewhere. Listen. One day, I sat down to reason. Ten years, I was just turn and say, look, you see all those things you are calculating. 1,000 years is like a day in my life. You know, that's the point you get to, you start, the time has gone. But in God's eyes, 1,000 years is like a day. It means when you cooperate with him, he can accomplish in one day what man cannot accomplish in 50 years. You don't have enough strength. Thank God for the small one he gave you. Then the strength will increase. Because whatever you thank God for, multiplies. It increases. If I ministry, the ministry is not growing, but at least you are there. Someone is there with you. Give thanks to God. Then it will add more. It will add more. Increase did not come by complaining. Increase come by appreciating God for what he has given. I think this message is healing someone now. You will have seen that what has put into cage, into prison. Acts chapter 2. I want us to read verse 47. It's a great thing.
Hallelujah.
Whether we have received that faithfulness or not, it does not reduce it from him. It takes attitude of gratitude to receive the greatness of God that God has given us. Hallelujah. Verse 47 says, praising God. What does that mean? Attitude of gratitude.
praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What brought the addition? Attitude of gratitude. It's unfortunate today when God begins to bless some people, pride comes. Those who senior that they mess on, they insult them. No. Whatever we have today is God that gave us. There isn't one reason God, the Bible is written so that we learn. It's for our learning. You learn. If you don't want to fail, study what made people to fail and avoid it. If you don't want to fail, study what made people fail and avoid it. Attitude of gratitude. You are living in a round hall today, give thanks to God. You are living in one room, give thanks to God. You can pay the rent of that one room, give thanks to God. In the whole world, only one friend has your time, give thanks to God. God will have more friends that will have your time. Eh? Don't go and lock yourself and commit suicide because nobody come closer. No, sir. It doesn't work in that way. I'm talking to you from the world of Islam. Praising God. They were praising God. That's why the fact that they were persecuting them. Because they live more in the spirit world than they live in the world. The physical world. I've learned something and I'm still learning. Whoever that comes to you today is for a season. It's for what? He's sitting. When the sitting of that man or that woman comes to an end, they may misbehave. It's a season. Hello. It's a season. A man of the spirit knows the season. When the season of this particular person is ending, you started showing some attitude. Don't get offended. You know is that season is gone. Trusting God for the Almighty God who brought that person to birth, he replaced it. It's a system. If not, somebody will die before his time. They asked one of our father, if he said, what are the great things you have experienced in life? He said, people. What are the greatest problems you ever have in your life? He said, people. People. Just people. Just people. You see people, huh? They are people. They are not God. People are what? No, I'm going somewhere. I'm not saying people are bad. But people are bad. Huh? See. When God appoints someone, that this one will be with you, will be together for life. They are few. Yes, they are what? The friends and those who come closer that will be for life, they are what? They are not always many. And those few, they will defend your interest to the end. Do you get the point I'm raising? You are not with me. I'm showing you something. Please give me a passage that I believe will bless us. Proverbs 17 verse 6. Attitude of gratitude. We make you to see beyond where you are. You see far. No. 27:6, sorry. Not 17:6. Very sorry. 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You don't understand? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You see, let me tell you this. A friend always wants your progress. He doesn't envy you. And to have a faithful friend, if God will bless you with three in this world, give thanks to God. They are very scarce. I mean, the person that will have your interest to the end, from the heart, they are very few. I tell you the truth. Every individual you see today, virtually 90% of the population of the world today, how they will be known. Their own is what they have done. You are not with me. Oh, you never get the point. How many of you are following? Faithful are the wounds of what? Of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are what? Are deceitful. This enemy mentioned, they didn't come as enemy. They come also as what? But when you're a man or a woman that loves to give gratitude to God always, God will open your eyes to know. You will know that you have already prepared. As you are giving gratitude to God, God will be escaping your life from those dangers that they plot. You can go and show what they are doing against you to someone, and that one will break that yoke without even letting you know. You just sitting. It's serious. Give up verse 17. Attitude of gratitude. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. A man wanted his friends to go far. They don't look for their downfall. No. But may I ask you a sincere question today? Is your attitude now, is it toward letting others progress? It's a question you answer in your heart. See, God, this God we are saying, we are serving, this same God. This God we are saying. When you partner with him, you cooperate so intimately, you will see a lot of things. He will be showing you things because he's delighted in you. You know, in the journey of life, as you keep journeying, you'll be surprised when some people disappoint you. Say, you meet this person can do it. What are you talking about? Is it God? It's not. And those who are ready to cooperate with God in this world, they are few. Only few like it. Many people like the result. Only few can pay the price. You have no food at home, you keep thanking God. What you are doing seems not progressing, you keep thanking God. Excuse me, how many people will do that? I'm asking, how many people will also do that? Proverbs chapter 17. Verse 17. My goodness. When you made the Holy Ghost your senior friends in life, you understand human beings. In our few years, you never see human beings, huh? You have seen human beings. In your few years, you never see human beings. How about it? Plenty. But I want to assure you, if we will learn the attitude of gratitude, whatever the thing is taken away from your life, God will restore them. Attitude of gratitude brings restoration. Attitude of gratitude brings restoration. So a friend loveth at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. A friend. That's the son they say, there is no friend like Jesus. He loveth at all times. He's the greatest, the highest friend, the best friend you can ever have. He doesn't look at your fault. He raises you up. He washes you. He teaches you. When you are discouraged, he encourages you. When you are lost, he restores you. When you are sick, he heals you. When you are blind, he opens your eyes to see your future. You see, there is no friend like Jesus. There is no friend like him. So a friend loves at all times. Now listen. I talk about restoration. It's very, very important. You see. In Isaiah 23 verse 15. Listen, as you are journey to progress, you will have many enemies that would like to pull you down. Many. Many. Not the small. I said something jokingly with the children the other day. I said, when we're in secondary school in those days, primary school and secondary school, when somebody is taking first position in the class, our mentality is that the mama are taking him to one jujuma that make him to be better. How many of you experience that? They don't mind in they don't put something for his head. Abi? They say they have put some mark in his head. That's why they say they enter. That's what we do. So if you want to be number one in what you are doing, knowing that you will gather many enemies around you, you are not with me. Aish. Okay. We are going there. We are journeying. We are journeying now. You will be bastardly criticized. You see, listen to me. You know we are praying. We pray very well here. Eh? The more miracle happens here, the more miracle happens in this commission, the more will be criticized. Some will say we are using dark power. Some will say all manner of things. But when you are just doing something that is not making any impact, then you will be, let's go along. When the disciples, when the apostles have not healed the man at the cripple gate at the temple, do they have persecution? From that day, what happened to them? It has never happened like this. Why should we be this barbarian? In your family, maybe you are the last one, maybe you are the first one, maybe you are the middle born. Because some people are not accomplished anything and they want to start from your head. They say, look, be careful. Be very, very careful. No, it's like that. And the greatness, the colorful, how great your destiny is will determine how people will hate you. Go on, read your Bible. Who first hated Joseph? Because he shared his vision. Abi? They hated him. And he came again the second time. I saw another one. They hated him the more. That's what the Bible recorded. Is it not supposed to be something that they will say, it's our brother. At least when it's progressing, we will identify with him. No way. Okay. Since it has happened in the Bible, if it happened to you today, is it new? Okay. Is it Africa people that persecute Jesus? Are they not the Israelites? They say, we know it. Joseph is his father. They say, we know his house. How can you mean? Go and see them. Yes. God called you to preach. They will ask you, do you know how to talk? They will tell you, they will bring you down. But when you're a man or a woman that have the attitude of gratitude to God always, In every difficulty it will be. You just see something is just moving. They won't understand the force behind it. I tell you. Do you understand my point? I say attitude of gratitude brought restoration. Look at this woman. Take and have. Go about the city. Thou harlot that has been forgotten. You know the meaning of harlot? The person that people doesn't want to associate with. Make sweet melody. Sing many songs that thou mayest be remembered. As you sing many songs to the Lord, He will remember you. He will restore your lost glory. What has been stolen from your life will be restored. Because God is a restorer. Yes. Do you get the point I'm raising? Attitude of gratitude is one of the greatest things that takes people to the top on time. Very, very important. I'm not talking about the one when we come and we gather like this in a meeting, we now say, okay, let's... No. When it becomes your lifestyle, you think of how far your mate has gone. You look at where you are. Lord, thank you because I am still alive. The dead cannot praise God. Only the living can praise God. Do you know, as well, some of your colleagues who have gone ahead of you, some of your colleagues are in your, the same level with you. Some are below you, but there are some who are no more. Do you think like that? Is it not the person that is still alive that reason that they will have gone somewhere? Huh? Oh my God. Is there any one of you that can remember that you have some of your peers that they are no more? They have just gone. You just hear that they have gone. Okay. Do you think that they do evil more than you? No, I don't think. But God in His own mercy kept you. Today you are alive. Not only alive, you are relating with God. That's a great thing. Whatever condition or situation you are now, don't be discouraged. Appreciate God. Because He has a better tomorrow for you. I tell you, He has a better tomorrow. But I forget to that point. No wonder, because I keep wondering. God, the situation he was in the prison with Silas does not warrant giving offense. Mm-mm. Because the offense, they put them in prison, they didn't commit any offense. No offense was committed. They robbed them and put them there. But they say they pray and they sang. And the prison door were open. That thing is. May I tell you, your situation have not gotten to that point. All I say, you travel to Ghana or you travel to one of the West African states to go and do something and they lock you up there. Not even in Nigeria where you can call your religion to come. So if they are arresting in Kenya today, before your religion you get to Kenya, they have to get this and all of this. But their situation was like that. But they remember something. Attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. Will make your journey into progress to be smoother and to be speedy. Each time I remember, I say, Lord, because if it's by application today, I am not qualified to preach. I am not. There is no qualification for that for my side. But God in His own way say, okay, let me pick this boy and begin to journey with him. That's a great thing. Very, very great for me as a person. And I appreciate Him for that. And each time I see that his way is finding expression in people's life, I give thanks to God again. Because without him, whatever we say will be useless. Do you get the point? Attitude of gratitude will make your journey faster. Attitude of gratitude will make your journey faster in life. Attitude of gratitude will make your journey faster in life. Attitude of gratitude will expose your enemy to you on time. Eh? You will expose them quickly. On time. That this person is not with you. Don't rely on this person. God will just be showing you. They just continue your own. How many of you believe that Jesus knew that Judas is a thief? Was a thief. Do you know that Jesus knew that he was stealing? Why did he leave him? He knew. Because it was recorded that he knew that he was a thief. He knew that he had been stealing the money. But he kept his lesson. He knew. Please, I want to encourage you. If you really want God's purpose to be fulfilled in your life, learn it. And never join the company of those who tear others down. Don't join them. No matter how glorious they look like, don't join them. Because God, he that soweth his seed of discord, God hates. Two people are working together with, you see, this person is so dupe you, so do this one. And it's not true. Run away from such fellow. In the body of Christ today, we have many of them like that. My Bible is my consultation. When I go, I read my Bible. This word is, I quickly get it. Very dangerous. And as we are climbing higher in the journey of life, you see some people who doesn't really are with you will be dropping. As we just keep going, don't look back. Just keep going. As we keep going, they will be dropping. They will be dropping. Am I communicating with you? Let me show you something. Romans chapter 16. Verse 17 and 18, you will see something there. So we'll talk to ourselves because we are in the journey. Nice. Because attitude or gratitude will not make you to live independent life. Do you get the point I'm raising? Most of the crisis we have today is when we decide to be living an independent life. Maybe three of you are doing something together before. And the thing is making progress. And now, you started getting small advantage more than them. You started dropping them. I said, I can do it alone. I will get results. Actually, you're on your way down. It's not up. I tell you. It's not up. We have seen people like that. You didn't understand my point. Learn from God himself. God said, when he wanted to create man, he said, come, let us. God did not say, I come, I want to. Did he have the capacity to do it alone? Yes. But so that we can learn. See, listen to this scripture. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which call divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned and avoid them. Do you see what they cause? How do they cause it? They whisper something to you. They whisper something to you. I told you on my experience. What are they? Fine. Let me leave verse 18 for you. You hear it. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple. Are you seeing what they use? You are not with me. One day I went out for evangelism. some years ago. I went to a brother's house. I greeted him. And I told him, I said, my pastor said, I should come and say hello to you. I greeted the brother. I prayed with him. On my way going, the evangelist said, take this. I collected it. It was 800 naira. 800 naira. As soon as I left the place, I went straight to my pastor's house. And I asked, I went to Soso brother's house. I greeted him. And I said, you say I should greet him. And I pray with him. And he gave me this. See, sir. I dropped it. I left. Not up to 40 minutes. The certain brother came. Here you go. And then listen. He said, pastor, I came to greet you. Be careful with that evangelism. You know, the man was surprised. He said, what happened? He came to my house. Greeting and all of this. And I gave him money. The man now said, well, how much is the money you gave him? He said, 800 naira. Thank God. He didn't have to reach. The man allowed him to finish. He said, because the way he's going, visiting, he will capture the heart of the members of the church to himself. And he's saying the truth, actually. You know, he's a good one. And the man said, look. He said, look. Do you put the money in an envelope? He said, yes. Is it brown or white? He said, brown. He removed it. He said, see here. 40 minutes ago, he came here. And he explained to me. The man left with his grace. The question is that, supposing I did that, and I didn't inform that man, what would have become of me in the presence of that man? You know, there are some secret things we do today. It may never become a problem to you. No, I'm saying this, no. I love you with passion. I won't allow you to go like others. No. Sincerity. I was not just doing my own, not for you. Just like that. Because I believe whatever my pastor has, I have. That is my belief. And I will do with my little one today. See where God has brought us. See, listen to me. Listen to me. Let's do the way Jesus did. Whenever the disciples went out to do something, they will come back and do what? And give a report. Do you read your Bible like that? You have started getting offended. Please, ma, answer. Don't be offended. This is the reality. Now, that is supposing. What would have happened? God escaped me. But with what? Attitude. Because I can't tell you as a privilege to visit someone. I have to go and give a report. He didn't send me home. That's what I do. Anywhere I go, I say, my pastor said I should greet you. You may say I lie, but it's a good one. Because since I'm under his leadership, anywhere you see me, you know that I'm his representative. I did like that. And today, this is it. That is why no matter what anybody do, no matter what the devil do, that this world will come down, they are wasting their precious time. They are what? I obey my leader in my days. I was fully obedient to them. Do you understand my point? What is it? Finally, my brethren, be strong and in the Lord. What is the meaning of finally? Before finally, there was something coming. Children, obey your parents. Husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. All those things were coming. But before I say, finally, my brethren. So when we begin, finally, my brethren, please go and look for what began. Attitude of gratitude will make what is not enough to be sufficient. Look at it. See, hear this. I'm telling you under God. If you follow this and practice this, nothing can stop you from succeeding. I tell you, nothing. Let the whole world gather against you. They won't succeed. They will not. Because as you are giving gratitude to God, He supplies you with His wisdom on how to go about life. On how to go about life. It will help us. Because you were created to find fulfillment in God. And I pray that the Almighty God will fulfill His purpose in your life. Nothing will stop you. In the name of Jesus. We'll stop here today. Till another day. To let you know that not everything you accomplish today is by Gregory something. No. Get wisdom. I was in a place one day going, someone talked about a brother. I said, is that your problem? I don't do that. But if you want to really declare it, I will call the same brother to come and sit down so that you say in his presence. What is it he's doing? That was the hand. Keep quiet. That's my key. You want to gossip about a sister, a brother to me? I say, wait. I will call the person. Come. Say what you say is good. If you can say it with all boldness in that person's presence, it means what you are saying is true. Say, ah, sir, no, it doesn't mean it matter. I just want to let no, it matter. Come, say it. Because the world at large, the way it's going, people will forget God if they are not careful. Yes. And what makes people to forget God is that when they are being enticed by the things of this world, there is nothing a man can give on earth that God cannot give him on you. There is nothing. Absolutely, there is nothing. Live your life. Let the attitude of gratitude be your lifestyle on a daily basis. Are you sick? Give thanks to God for your healing. Are you battered? Give thanks to God. Is this someone that scatter family that God will give him a family? You know, whatever we are doing today is a seed. Whatever we are doing is what? It's a seed. We are planting seed. The seed will grow and become a what? A tree. And it will produce crops. A seed, seed. Anything we are doing is what? They are just planting seed. But I would like to tell you, learn to plant a good seed so that you can harvest good fruit too. Father, we bless you. Let the world perform its wonders. Let the world mean the means in the life of everyone in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone that actually that is guilty of this, Lord, you are the God of restoration. Give the person a complete U-turn in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for us. We all believe strongly that we will progress in life. As this process has continued, our progress will also continue. Thank you for doing it for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.